At this stage of where you want to be, are you guys right where you want to be, a little bit ahead? Where would you say?
Yeah, I wanted to be on Tuesday, so I thought that was pretty good. We don't look, I mean, I've never looked at things like that, like, where are we, or I set a thing where we've got to be at this point, we've got to be at that point. We've improved every day we've been out here. The OTAs were good for us, you know. This is similar to the OTA. The difference is just the day's longer, so they'll go in and lift now. Now we get a chance to meet with them in the afternoon. Before, when we finished with OTAs, they were off the field. We didn't see them until the next day. So, you know, I think part of how we practice, and these guys have really learned how we want to practice, and now it's get a chance to get in, watch film, show it to them, make some corrections, and then come back tomorrow.
It looked like you had Mathis and Kelsey for most of practice today. Are they ahead of where you thought they'd be
now,
at this point?
You know, I was told when I got here that they were going to try to get them ready for the mini camp. So, and those guys, you know, have done a great job from a rehab standpoint. So it's good to get them back out there and get some reps.
Nice to have what, yeah, I guess maybe some people think would be a projected starting line out there.
It's good to have anybody that's been injured back in. Chris McCoy was back out today, so you know everybody that's healthy is going right now, and at least in a part of practice, and really you get a chance to show them on film. You know, Kelsey's been great since he's been out. He's been at every meeting. He's here all the time. He's awesome. But it's now he gets to see himself on film instead of watching somebody else on film. So
how far is Jason Peters away from being up to speed?
I don't know. I'll watch a film. But, you know, he's been in touch with, you know, we talked to him when he was away, and he really just missed the last two, you know, so last 2 weeks. So he was here for the voluntary minicamp. He was here for part of the OTA. So really sharp kid when it comes to football knowledge. So he's been great, and he's been in contact with Stout. They text back and forth. So I don't think he's that far behind, you know. So we'll get a chance to look at the film. I'm sure he made a couple mistakes today, but they're correctable mistakes.
How did the arrangement come about to practice with the Patriots? You got the two joint practices. How did that sort of come about?
He called me. I didn't call him. He called me. So,
are you guys just friends or acquaintances?
Yeah, I've known Bill for a while. So, you know, I used to go visit the Patriots when I was in college, and got a ton of respect for him. It's a, you know, when he presented it, it makes sense. You know, you got to prepare for your first preseason game anyways, and instead of us trying to give looks to our defense of what the Patriots offense is going to look like, the Patriots offense can give us a look. So, you know, we'll cooperate and spend some time in terms of how we're going to practice together. But, you know, when he presented the idea to me, he's done it before, I think, with the Buccaneers, with Greg and the Saints. So it sounded like a good idea to us, and they were coming here. So, you know, really doesn't upset our schedule whatsoever. So, you know, I think it's a positive thing, and look forward to getting out there and getting a chance to compete with them.
Now that the training camp schedules come out, what do you say to the general public that won't have the opportunity to come on a daily basis like they did at Lehigh and watch practices?
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate, but there's a rule around this place on how many people you can have in here, and I don't get any juice. Eskin's got more juice in the city than me, so maybe he can get it figured out, right?
So did Kenny Phillips do everything a guy would normally do if he's healthy out here today?
I haven't watched the film, so I know he was in everything, so it wasn't like he was limited or they said they were holding him out. So, you know, I'll watch and I'll talk to Coach Lovett and Coach Light in terms of exactly what he did. But, you know, I wasn't over there a ton with the DBs, but he wasn't missing any reps from a rotation standpoint. So,
Do you guys have a plan for him as far as working him and how much, especially when training camp comes?
Okay. No. So we haven't talked about that. We've talked just about what are we going to do for the next 3 days here. So, you know, when we'll make an assessment, we'll sit down with everybody on our team. You know, the 90 guys for camp, we'll sit down, and after we get through this, you know, see where they are. But again, you know, for all those guys, they got a ton of time. There's 6 weeks between we finish mini camp and then we get back here in the end of July. So I would anticipate he should be good then, but you never know. So, you know, it's when he gets back here, we'll see how the thing goes. So.
Chip, I know it's the rules that you can't, no contact and, you know, all the other things, but how difficult is it for you as a head coach to evaluate the way you want to evaluate when there's no pads, no contact, no touching?
I don't think it's difficult, but I think we're not going to make any rash decisions right now because we don't have pads on. So you'd be kind of silly, I think, to say, hey, this guy is our starting this because he did a great job in OTAs with no pads on. You know, there's a lot of different things. You put the big boy pads on, some guys really step up, and then other guys that you thought were really good, because all of a sudden, where's he been? You know what I mean? And so, you know, a lot of that's why I know we get a lot of questions on who's where. It's tough to really evaluate. You know, one of the biggest positions that's really been difficult for us is just corner, because we can't play press man per the CBA rules. So how good are they in man coverage? I don't know. We can't play it, you know. So normally when you go to camp and you see them in preseason, they're doing one-on-ones every day. day, and you're getting a chance to see Kerry and Fletch and those guys compete against Deshaun and Macklin and Coop and those guys. But we haven't been able to do that. But we knew the rules going in, so instead of complaining about them, what can we get accomplished and what we can get accomplished? A lot of scheme stuff, a lot of assignment things and things like that, learning how to tempo, learning how to practice, because you got to practice without pads on a lot. You know, you're only around, I think, 11 or 14 during the regular season anyway, so you got to learn how to get a lot of good work out of this tempo. So, but to make any decisions on who someone is when we're in shorts and T-shirts, that's just... That makes sense to us.
Schedule indicates one time. You're doing 2-a-days come training camp or one practice? Or
yeah, but the way it's kind of structured is you got to have like a walkthrough and then a big practice is the way it's kind of looking like it's got to go. So,
did Kerry Williams and Dennis Dixon come to you about going to the White House this week?
No.
They didn't?
Not at all, no.
Lane Johnson was working with the first team even with all the guys back. I mean, was that kind of the plan heading in to have him with the first by mini camp?
I don't... Can I make this the last time I have to say this? I don't care who's in. So ask Coach Stoutland who his rotation was. It really doesn't bother me. I looked up once. Dennis was the quarterback. McCoy was the running back. And then the first O-line was in. Does that mean Dennis is the number one? No. It's just, they're just rotating in. So, you know, I saw Kelsey took some snaps with the ones. But then Kelsey's out. So now Barbary and the other guys are in. So, again, the rotation, that means nothing. We're just trying to get snaps, trying to get going.
See about where you want him, though?
Yeah, I wanted him here on Tuesday practicing with us. So that's where I wanted him.
Mike,
so,
there was a story about
two more guys. How to carry the football, he said.
I didn't teach Mike how to carry the football. He just was swinging it loose one day, and I told him to keep it tight. He's been playing football for a long time and has played for a lot of really, really good coaches. So I think Dan Reeves may have said something to him once when he was in Atlanta. So it was just kind of, kind of reiterate fundamentals. And it's like that with everybody. When I see someone carrying the ball loose, I'm going to make sure that they carry it tight. That's our job. But, I didn't teach him anything that he hadn't learned before.
There was a story where Deshaun said he had a heart-to-heart with you because he was confused about where his reps were, and he just wanted to clear the air with you. Are you happy he did that? Were you looking for anybody to do that about their situation?
No, I mean, we talked first day. Open lines of communication between everybody. If you want to talk about things, you can come in my office. And I've had a lot of players come sit down and understand where they are, how we're doing things, why we do things. So that's important for anybody. Any organization is going to be really, really good at communication. We've stressed that since we've gotten in here. So if a player wants to come in and talk to me, or another coach wants to come in and talk to me, or somebody wants to come in and talk, then we're always open for that stuff. So I think making sure that everybody's on the same page, everybody knows what's going on, I think is beneficial to everybody involved. So
was there he suggested there was a message, though, because he didn't know everybody's role on the offense yet, and until he did,
I don't really recall the conversation. I know we talked, but I've talked to a lot of guys in my office, so it's just a matter of making sure we're all on the same page. So.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys.